This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Guess what today should be, and that is a shorts day. Just a bad job. I assumed. Yeah. It being late November and all, I assumed I'd want to wear pants.
I'm fine with pants here. It's not above 60 or anything. You're hot.
I have 62.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
The weather there that was read by what sounded like maybe an actual person.
Not really.
Said high of 57. So I mean, that's why I was saying it's not above 60.
I have a theory that when it's in like the off season, unseasonably warm days, they always shoot low. It often ends up being several degrees warmer than the predicted. Oh, it's going to be really warm for November 20th today. It's going to be 57. It's probably going to be a few degrees warmer than that. That's my theory. And like in most cases,
all right,
I think we crack that conservative threshold.
Because then everybody's even happier.
Yeah.
Oh, it was only supposed to be 57 today. It's actually 62. Wow.
What a difference.
What a bonus.
I do have my hop socks on, however.
What's that now?
Hop socks.
Hop socks? What are hop socks?
Hops.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Beer socks.
Beer glass. All right, good. Yeah. All right. Nice.
So, to business. Last week, as you would know if you were with us, a lot of time was spent on feelings. A lot of time was spent on how important was the Bills game against Kansas City and how badly we wanted it for ourselves, for them, all that stuff. And it was said, it's been said all year. I mean, back from when last season ended, when the playoff loss to Kansas City happened. It's just another, I've said it, I mean, maybe you haven't, but it's going to be another year where really it's all about the playoffs. And I'd like to take a minute to sort of re-examine that.
Okay.
because Sunday felt really good.
Yeah.
You were a good example. You got to a point.
Yeah.
You didn't expect to, but you got to a point where you were really into it.
Yeah. Well, I always thought, like, I always wanted it and thought it would be awesome if they won, but I felt like I was missing something without the threat of, you know, real trouble if they lost. And so the run-up to the game, that sort of held me back from feeling too invested in it. You know, looking back at it now, a lot of that, some of that, I don't know. Everybody can decide for themselves. I'm not sure myself, and I'm the one, you know, in my head. Some of that could have been rationalization. You know, I'm buffering myself for the loss here. I didn't really need it anyway. You know, it's not that big a deal. You know, I don't like that I might have done that, but I think it's possible that I did that. But truly, I do like the anxiety of, you know, what happens? What's the downside of a loss here? And there really didn't feel like there was much of one. But the win, as that game, I didn't miss it once the game started. I'll put it that way. Like, we're just talking all week about our feelings, and I'm telling you how I felt. The game started, I'm like, they intercept Mahomes on like the second play or whatever. You're like, okay, let's go win this game. That's fine. That'll be great.
Does it change? Now you've had a couple days here. Does it change how you feel about the rest of the season? And I don't mean so much the standings. The standings matter a lot. And it means a lot to what could happen in the standings. But we had a call yesterday, and by the way, shout out to me for ringing this guy's bell yesterday by talking about how bad the Chiefs are.
Sure, yeah.
Boom. I mean, 101, Radio 101. Appreciate that. So it was one guy who's like, well, the Bills are just going to lose in January anyway. And I don't know, like, how that can be said. We don't know. A lot of fans, I think, walk around like that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy said he was very proudly, it seemed, that he was not a Bills fan. But anyway, I feel like that's still, that hasn't changed too much.
No, the Bills could be 11-0. And I think a fan that feels that way, when the playoffs get here, or even 2 months before the playoffs even get here, I think would still be like, yeah, okay, they're going to put a banana peel under me eventually. Like, that's just, you know, because that's been our existence. Again, I don't say that pejoratively, necessarily. Like, I understand why my dad's like that. I mean, I love my dad. My dad's like that. My dad's an ultimate here we go guy.
Your dad, my hygienist.
Right? It's like, look out now. Like, that's just, you know, that's a product of living through all this for all those years. And, you know, my dad's 91. He's seen it all. So, I get that. Like, that fan is always going to have that to stand on until they're at a parade. Like, you know, like, that's always going to be there. I choose not to live my life that way. What has changed? Has anything changed? I don't feel like there's any team in this league that's too good for them right now. Detroit might be the obvious, you know, fear there, and we'll see about that in a couple of weeks, and maybe they'll blow the Bills off the field. I don't know. But in the AFC, certainly, I'm sort of back where I was after 3 weeks of the season, which was they look like the best team in the league. Now, I don't know, you know, Detroit is in the way of that now, so I don't know that I exactly feel like they're the best team in the league, but I always thought it was possible. My best case scenario for this season, and they've exceeded it already, was that they would like sort of wobble to start and get their legs under them and find out who exactly can do what in their passing game and be hopefully really humming by the time the snow starts flying. And
which will be
I don't know. Maybe not ever. Maybe we have to move somewhere to get the snow flying. I think they're already ahead of that. And still don't have clearly defined. I mean, Cooper's a number one receiver, but he's not been that impactful since he's been here, at least statistically. Coleman's hurt, but I feel like they still could be a team that hasn't peaked yet. And they're 9-2. You know, I was thinking of a team that would be sort of, you know, 5-4-ish, 6-5, something like that. And then sort of find the gas pedal and lean into it. And you know, I sure hope the opposite doesn't happen. They race out to a 9-2 lead and then just sort of spit the bit down the stretch. But I think they could still be a team that hasn't found their fastball, but yet they have an excellent record. So I feel really optimistic about them moving forward.
I think the best thing about it all is the record. Like, I like the point about whether they've peaked, because I still don't see a great team here. Like, I see a good team that has done a very good job managing injuries. The takeaways and the lack of turnovers on offense have helped contribute to this. And it's the season, like you said, I think we'd all say is going about as well as you could have hoped for so far. It just, you know, I don't mean to frame this in terms of like if they lose in the playoffs, but what's happened so far, I think this is one thing that winning Sunday brought to my mind. Watching that happen was, for all the months, all the hours we spent on, it really just comes down to what happens in the playoffs. That hasn't changed. It just seems like even more important. The idea that this was going to be a transition year without Diggs and without the other veterans, you know, and the cap limitations, they were just going to take a step back. I think it's official now.
Oh, that's gone.
That is not only gone, but it's just like it makes it even more important what happens in January. Like, if, again, my apologies, but if they don't win this time, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to do next year? You know, like this, the way the Chiefs look, which is bad, the Ravens having four losses, the Ravens look better than the Chiefs, but they're three losses behind. Like, they'll end up maybe playing on the road. Good luck to any team having to do that. It's just like it's set up so nicely for the Bills that you kind of want to say, is this the year? You know, like this is their, nobody wins three in a row. Mm-hmm. They've shown that they can beat Kansas City again. Like, this kind of almost really needs to be the year. You know, next year, it isn't, we'll go around again. And
right, that's right. And we'll say again. And by the way, I agree that January is all that matters. I never say it because I work with you. Like, I don't have to.
But
I never get in the way of it. You know, I'm not over here objecting like I was pushing back yesterday about the Chiefs are bad or Mahomes is bad or whatever was going on yesterday.
Proven fact.
So I think, you know... Yeah, it's all about January, and what if they don't win this year? Well, then we pick up the pieces and we keep going. And there's probably more people who will feel more empowered to say they're never going to do it because of this or that or whatever. Maybe it'll be a timeout thing or a bad challenge or who knows what. And, you know, the fires will burn and they will go out and then they'll reignite. And, just, you know, we know the routine. But if they don't win this year, then I think you sort of just do the whole thing again. Because if this year hasn't taught us anything, I think it's that I feel pretty comfortable, confident that they've got that quarterback and they'll find enough pieces to put around him to have a good team. Almost no matter what. I mean, there's freakish injury luck. That of course can impact that to the quarterback himself or someone else that really matters. But, you know, here we are this year. Yeah, you know, everybody eats. Oh, nobody's really eating when they play man and nobody can get open against a good team. And like, oh, let's go add a guy. So they do. And that sort of springs things open for a few weeks. And like, oh, I think this has got some promise. Maybe I think they know what they're doing.
Does it seem right now after beating Kansas City that this year will end up being their best look at it? I mean, I know how close they were.
I mean, it's so
AFC
hard
Championship in 20, yeah. 13 seconds in 21. They would have had to win the next week, and the Bengals beating them the next year makes it harder to sort of put that in your pocket. Like, they would have won the game against Cincinnati. I think most people would have guessed that, but it's harder to say.
Yeah.
And then the 2 years since have been less productive. They were less close, ultimately. But what? I mean, it's as probably as good a chance as any in these 5 years, given where they...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sit right now.
Sure. Well,
they haven't had the one seed yet.
That's right. They've not been. They've not had this. And they haven't had a record this good since 92. It's funny. 9-2.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
That team lost their next two games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm,
thanks for the reminder. Yeah.
They were 9-4.
So I don't know. Like, what will we do with it? How will we pass the time? I can't answer that right now. But if they don't get it done this year, I'll be just as much expecting them to have a good look at it in 2025 as they do right now. However good this look at right now, it looks like they might have the best look they've had at it, but they were the two last year, you know, like they didn't, it's, you know, that's as good as it's ever been.
They were the two, but they didn't wobble in.
No, they sprinted. They wobbled now.
The pieces were coming apart a little bit by the end of that last year, as we've talked about many times. And we don't know yet whether that will happen this year.
Right.
You know, that could happen to any team. You don't know. But I think the fact that it's the bye week makes this even better. That you can reflect on the season so far, mm-hmm, and all that led up to it, which again mostly was, let's just see if we can enjoy this. We'll see what happens. They don't look as good on paper. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll end up being better. Everybody wants to say that now.
Right.
You know, that not having Diggs around anymore is good for them. And, you know, that's an argument you could make. I just wonder what Sunday specifically does for, like, okay, there's no, they're too good. There's no, any of this, you can't beat Kansas City. This is just our lives. They're, mm-hmm, above us, and even this good. That's really not worth much right now.
I don't even think that we really. I guess if we needed to learn that again, then we learned it again on Sunday. But that's a part of the how tangled up I was last week about all this, is because I already knew that. Or at least I already believe that. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I knew that. They had beaten them three times in a row already in the regular season. So it's not as though this is a team that, you know, you just don't belong on the field with. They've gotten the best of you in January, and that's it. And that's not nothing. That is something to get over and get past. But I don't know. I wasn't going to be able to do anything about that on November, whatever day that game was played.
No, right. You could say, I think I would, that Sunday's game does nothing for me toward that. I also, you know, made the point about the regular season wins and how the Bills have just been like right there next to Kansas City, at times better, at times not. And those times not were in January, unfortunately for them. So does what happened Sunday make me more of a believer that the Bills would win a playoff game against the Chiefs this year? Barely, if at all, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think McDermott specifically, individually, is interesting here because I think, respectfully to him, I mean, I think McDermott is the single biggest, quote, concern the fans have had about this thing, like winning in January. And like I'm thinking about my new podcast, ADP Chasing, with Davis Maddock, who's a Chiefs fan, and he and I went back and forth on McDermott a little bit on Monday, and he said something about, he brought up the Hamlin fake punt last year, mm-hmm. and I'm like, Davis, they go for it on fourth down plenty. You know, the big play in this game was a fourth down play. And he said, well, do you really think he's going to do that in the playoffs? And like, that's still, that's right. A fair question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are we rushing DeMar Hamlin when we have Allen? You know, like
right.
There already had been years and losses before that.
Right.
And like that is a fair question. So I just wonder, that game and the 9-2 record, the season so far, if fans are not going to be in a worse place, there's no way you'd be in a worse place about this, but how much better of a place are you mentally about where this is headed? That's what I'm thinking about. 803-0550. Here's Larry with us. Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, man.
I tell you, and again, maybe this is me just being super optimistic or whatever, but the way they've won on Sunday kind of really made me feel like this could be something different. It seems, even though the regular season, the last couple times when we beat them, it was almost like we were the ones that had to hope that it came down to a one last punch, hope that it came down to a one last play. Where Sunday's game, it just felt like we were in control the whole time. Even from the second play on where we made the interception, we didn't just go down and settle for a field goal. We went down and punched it in for a touchdown. Then when Kansas City eventually made it 7-6, we answered right back with another touchdown. Yep. Even when they made it for every time they scored,
yep.
We had an answer for their drive. We didn't go the very next drive, we answered. We didn't go two or three drives and eventually come back and score. So for me, it just felt like those last wins, even during the regular season, the other wins that we have, they didn't feel like we had an answer. It felt reversed, where Kansas City, when Buffalo would score, Kansas City would answer right back. It almost felt like this Sunday where roles were a little reversed. And it was, at least for me, it just, I didn't have that same sweat the whole game. It was almost like, I don't want to say there was no sweat, but it was almost, it felt very much like, all right, we got this. Like it almost felt as much of a no sweat game for a Kansas City game could feel, I guess.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It kind of makes me feel like it could be something special. Yeah.
I like all this. I do think for me anyway, the run up to the game and how I framed it emotionally, mentally, plays into that too. Because again, you're creating this world for yourself where you're not that worried about losing anyway. So it's almost disingenuous to get worked up into a sweat about it as you're watching it, if that's how you felt, you know, going into it. So I think that can work on you in different ways, or at least it can work on me in that moment. But I mean, I like all of that, the way you framed all of that. I do think, I mean, I don't know what sort of win probability there is to study on teams that answer their opponent's scores right away, but I know it feels good. I know that. I know watching hockey, you have a lead, team ties you come right back and score a minute later, 2 minutes later. It's like, yeah, It's our game.
What is that like?
And this football game was like that. I noticed that. I mean, obviously watching it, looking back at the play-by-play of it, like, oh, the Chiefs took the lead. Here come the Bills. Like, they just were right there every time. You never had to feel like, oh, no, the Chiefs are going to go up two scores on me. They never had a chance. Every time they got one, you got one right back.
The Bills did that by pulling out plays, though, which is counts. Like, they had third and long on every right. touchdown drive, every scoring drive, maybe, which is not how you want to live. Like, that's not dominance.
Right.
That's not the Chiefs last year in the playoff game here, where they just kind of moved the ball with ease.
Right.
Which, you know, Kansas City's defense is very good. There's nothing. They scored 30 points. So it wasn't quite no problem, you know, on offense. It wasn't quite that. But they got there, obviously. Here is Eddie next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Great topic. And I love to be introspective on how you feel about every year. But I really do think that this kind of answers the question as to why the regular season matters. I mean, obviously, you can't get to where you want to get to without it. But so much can change within the, you know, 3-6 game sections or 6-6-5. But and I think that so much could change. Last year was a year that, wow, you know, we really had to put the pedal down, as you said, and that took a lot out of us. I was surprised to play as well as we did against the Chiefs, considering the condition we were in.
Last year.
I don't know what condition. Yeah, last year, yeah. And I think the greatest difference I feel, and I do feel, and I don't normally feel optimistic, but I do feel this could be their year. And I feel that way because there's a maturity and a growth that I think the trauma of Hamlin, the just erratic behavior, the team, I think they've really grown. And I think they have a calmness about them that I've not noticed before. And that coaching as well as players. I really feel that they're more of an adult team. And I'm a little maybe irrationally worried about Pittsburgh, you know, which is weird. But,
well,
you know, he's won a Super Bowl. And
thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Eddie. One super important piece in this puzzle is, okay, well, if it's not your year, whose is it? In the AFC, at least. Keep it in the confines of, like, making the Super Bowl. If it's not your year, whose is it? Is it Baltimore's year? Not yet.
No.
They've had, I think they look the best, but they have lost four games, and they have a tough schedule left. Like, I don't know where that ends up. Is it Pittsburgh's year? They don't look very good, but they have two losses and win all the time. Is it Kansas City's year? They're terrible. So whose year?
There it is again.
Whose year is it? Like, if it's
right.
That's just, it's like we've taken the preseason topic, the whole thing. Can it finally happen? And I think it's amplified now because of the record and because, just sort of in kind, nobody looks better.
Right.
At least in the AFC, nobody looks better.
I find it really interesting, and I need to maybe think more about it, but my initial reaction to the caller using the phrasing, they're more of an adult team, is really interesting to me, considering the veteran presence that they lost in the offseason. I mean, they lost a lot of guys that were 30 years old. And they all weren't replaced by 23-year-olds. But still, like, there was a cleansing of older veteran leaders, I mean, staples on this roster. And I think the adult thing, my first explanation is it's mostly about Allen. Like, Allen seems just more in control, and, you know, he's getting older. You know, he's, what, 28 years old now, and, like, it's time kind of thing. And maybe that is where you start with that thought, but it's not to say I disagree with the assertion that they're more of an adult team, but, man, they lost a lot of adults.
Yes. 803-0550 for your calls. Thanks to Larry and Eddie for getting on here early. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, is it the year? Whose is it? How do you feel overall? We will talk to Sam Monson today. Been a while since we've had the pleasure. That'll be at 4 Eastern, and then Paul Hamilton will join us late in the day, but not so late. Like, we're not staying until 10:30.
No.
We're not waiting until 10:30 to hang around for this hockey game. But there is a game at 10:30, Sabres at Kings. So Paul will join us, I think, at 6 to set that up. Look forward to hearing from more fans through the day. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.